Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Steve, and a girl, Kathy, planning a day trip. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Kathy. I thought we should work out the details of our trip.
Good idea, Steve. You know, we don't have to go to the middle of London. There's a new indoor shopping centre outside the city that has all the shops you can find in the high street.
Well, I prefer to feel the atmosphere of the streets. And it's such nice weather at the moment.
You're right. Maybe we'll try the centre in the winter.
I phoned the train station and coach station for times and prices.
The train is more expensive, isn't it?
Yes, but it's twice as fast as the coach and avoids the traffic in the centre.
I wouldn't mind seeing the city, though.
And we could spend the extra money in the shops.
I want to check out a few CD stores, but what I really can't wait to see is all the latest styles from the top designers. Even if I can't afford much, I think I'll try on a few things.
Okay, but don't forget, I want to check out the best computer stores.
It's going to be expensive getting a computer, Steve. I hope you don't expect me to be carrying big boxes home.
Actually, it's only a few small and inexpensive CD-ROM programs.
I fancy doing something else in the evening.
We could go to the West End Theatre District, where there are so many good musicals at the moment.
I can never keep my eyes open when so many people are just singing and dancing on stage for 3 hours.
Okay then, let's go to a fancy restaurant. I've heard that there are so many to choose from.
That sounds good. I'd rather that than the fast food places around the train station. They're so tasteless.
So we're agreed then. What time shall we meet on Saturday?
Now listen again.
Hi, Kathy. I thought we should work out the details of our trip.
Good idea, Steve. You know, we don't have to go to the middle of London. There's a new indoor shopping centre outside the city that has all the shops you can find in the high street.
Well, I prefer to feel the atmosphere of the streets. And it's such nice weather at the moment.
You're right. Maybe we'll try the centre in the winter.
I phoned the train station and coach station for times and prices.
The train is more expensive, isn't it?
Yes, but it's twice as fast as the coach and avoids the traffic in the centre.
I wouldn't mind seeing the city, though.
And we could spend the extra money in the shops.
I want to check out a few CD stores, but what I really can't wait to see is all the latest styles from the top designers. Even if I can't afford much, I think I'll try on a few things.
Okay, but don't forget, I want to check out the best computer stores.
It's going to be expensive getting a computer, Steve. I hope you don't expect me to be carrying big boxes home.
Actually, it's only a few small and inexpensive CD-ROM programs.
I fancy doing something else in the evening.
We could go to the West End Theatre District, where there are so many good musicals at the moment.
I can never keep my eyes open when so many people are just singing and dancing on stage for 3 hours.
Okay then, let's go to a fancy restaurant. I've heard that there are so many to choose from.
That sounds good. I'd rather that than the fast food places around the train station. They're so tasteless.
So we're agreed then. What time shall we meet on Saturday?
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.